Welcome to the Bachelor Man.
RuPaul Drag. Australian Ninja.
Welcome to Pooch Friday.
It's time to talk TV with Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box.
When we want to talk small screen news, the reason why we turn to Aaron Ryan is that TV Black Box runs all the exclusives. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, and I always like to start with a little bit of controversy.
Well, that's right. It's certainly bubbling away this morning, or at least it really was last night. We had talked about, you had sounded out last week that Pete Evans was rumoured to be part of next year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But over the last 48 hours, there has been Pete tweeting out neo-Nazi symbols and once again denying COVID-19 and calling it a lost science, all this kind of crap. And then it came out a little bit further that, yes, that Channel 10 were going to have Pete as part of the cast, but as of this morning, that might not be the case.
Well, that's correct. Channel 10 has made the decision to send the celebrity chef home hours before he was due to enter the jungle. Channel 10 is on a PR offensive this morning, trying to discredit reports by TV Black Box that Pete Evans is not in the cast for the upcoming season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But TV Black Box can reveal the controversial chef was fired this morning at 6:30 a.m. after a post by the former TV star went viral that you just talked about.
Yeah.
So, big news.
Do you think that's the right call? I'm certainly in the camp of he should not be given a platform. Free speech I'm all for, but we don't need a national broadcaster putting him on a pedestal to start the year.
I think it probably would have been a PG version of the show because it is edited. None of these sort of comments probably would have been allowed to go to air. But, I mean, it's just not good PR for the network. And then, you know, there was a for and against, but then as soon as we saw all of this coming out in the last 48 hours, I think that was enough for Channel 10, you know, we better get out of here.
Oh, I can just imagine the TV adverts. Other contestants confront Pete and all that stuff. Yeah, I just don't think we needed it. If that is actually the case, if TV Black Box are on the money, then I think that's definitely the right call. Let's look at some other Channel 10 casting because The Masked Singer is coming back for Season 3 in 2021 and we're going to see the return of one particular judge.
Yes, Lindsay Lohan. In news which will delight fans and executives at Channel 10, TV Black Box can confirm Lindsay Lohan will be returning for Season 3 of The Masked Singer Australia, another exclusive. Although the network team has yet to reveal the news, the singer herself has told us she will be coming back. Lohan was unable to take part in the filming of Season 2 due to COVID restrictions and was replaced by comedian Ursula Carlton. Now, unfortunately, that led to a decline in ratings and network executives have been keen to get Lohan back. What's unclear is whether the panel will expand to 5 or whether Carlton will exit the show. Lohan dropped the news while speaking to Abby Mickelson, a producer on the Ben, Rob and Robbo show, saying, and I quote, "I will be back in Australia for Season 3.
There you go. I mean, it's funny how a lot of fans really did get around her after the initial confusion as to why she was involved. So well done to Lindsay. Hey, the cricket season is about to be upon us and the front bar, which is such a staple now of the AFL season, is coming back for some cricket specials.
Yes, after another successful AFL season, Mick Molloy, Sam Pang and Andy Marr are now set to focus their funny and irreverent take on all things cricket, as you mentioned. From the comfort of their bar stools, the front bar will return later this month with two national primetime specials, which will serve as the perfect lead-up to the summer's cricket season. The two specials will feature guests including some of the fans' favourite cricketers over the journey, and series regular Andy Lee, who will also contribute to segments. The front bar cricket specials are expected to air at 8:30 p.m. Thursday time slot in late November and early December. In fact, I'll just tell you the first one. It's next Thursday, the 26th of November. And Seven's coverage of the Big Bash League will commence on December 10 with the Hobart Hurricanes and the Sydney Sixers. And the Test cricket coverage will begin on the 17th of December when Australia faces India in Well,
yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Hey, we don't know, and it will be very interesting to see how that plays out. Fingers crossed we can get our
stretch
home
that one
test
out. Stretch that one out, and I'll put Perth in there.
Hey, Aaron, before you go, generally we start with this, but when you've got an exclusive off the top, it's pretty hard to do. What can we look forward to on TV in the next 7 days?
Well, first up, it's a premiere movie, actually, on Foxtel Movies at 8:30pm on Friday night, and it's called The Hunt. 12 strangers wake up in a clearing with no recollection of how they got there or where they are, and so begin a deadly fight for survival as a group are hunted for sport by ruthless elitists. The genre in this flick, starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank, is deliberately hard to pigeonhole. It's part thriller, part horror, and part black comedy, the perfect Friday night film. Also, Sunday night on the ABC is the final episode of the Hugh Laurie-led series Roadkill. Final State of Origin on Nine. It airs at 7pm on the main channel this Wednesday, but Adelaide viewers will have to start with the first 30 minutes on 9GEM, a pet hate of Damon's, I know.
Yes, correct.
And two quick things. Here's a little tidbit. After the season final of SAS Australia, which is next Tuesday at 7:30, Seven's going to start the five-part season of SAS UK, starting with episode one of season three. I'm excited about that one because I love the Australian version, so let's see how the Brits do it. And a fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion
this Thursday
on Stan. Yeah, Will Smith and the gang are back for a special reunion episode. Now, it's a reminiscing episode type show, so it's not an actual episode, but it should be lots of fun.
Yeah, Fresh Prince fans, get around that on Stan. Aaron, a jam-packed bulletin this morning with that exclusive news off the top that Channel 10 have dropped Pete Evans for the upcoming season of I'm a Celeb. Good news, I reckon. You can catch the latest and all the exclusives at tvblackbox.com.au. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you. Busy morning.